UFO Party, an X-Files podcast. I'm Erin.
I'm Julia.
And today we are talking about season 8, episode 13, which is Per Manum.
Yay. But also, boo.
This is a pretty good episode. We finally get some answers about Scully's
15-year-long
very pregnancy. Mysterious pregnancy. They were like, I guess we do have to do an episode about this.
Yeah. Crazy.
But yeah, it's a good one. And she finally kind of is forced to start telling people in the department, telling Doggett and stuff like yeah. that, because she's no longer going to be able to hide it.
Yeah.
So we start off with a woman. Her name is Kathy McCready, and she is in labor. She's going into labor and getting an emergency C-section.
That was a dumb joke. I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
So she's going into a labor union.
Yes. She's joining the workforce. She's fighting for her union rights. We love that for her.
Yeah.
No, she is going into an emergency C-section. And her husband's there, but they're like pushing him aside. It's not really like clear what's going on that's causing this to be like an emergency, but they're like, you need to step back, like this, like she's coding or something like that, and they like
some medical kind thing.
Of push him out of the way, but he does see the child be delivered, and it is an alien.
And we hear this child being delivered, and it's bleeding like a fucking goat.
Yep.
And I don't mean bleeding. I mean bleat. But that was not
a goat. It's sound. Blepping. It's it blepping. Sounds like a goat.
Yeah. I hate it.
And yeah, that's pretty much, that's our opening. And then the next scene is the husband meeting with Doggett and Scully and explaining that his wife, he's like, right off the bat, let's just say he's kind of aggressive because he's like, yes. I did contact you 8 years ago and you guys never even answered me and da da da, like I contacted you about my wife because she was abducted. And Scully was like, well, 8 years ago, I was not even a doctor, okay?
Yeah.
So just leave me alone. I was 22 years old. And apparently this man had contacted Mulder. I was in contact with him, but the case never got picked up by Mulder.
Which I call bullshit on. Because you're telling me...
But I think it's because we find out later that this man's a fucking wackadoo.
Yeah.
So...
But I think that should have been red alerts for... I mean, I guess Doggett didn't know Mulder. But yeah. From what he knows about Mulder, Mulder yeah. turning down an abduction case? Not in his book.
Right.
Not when he's been abducted.
But he's like, well, now it's too late because you ignored me and now
she's dead.
Killed my wife. And he claims that she was killed by her doctors upon giving birth because they were trying to hide the fact that she gave birth to an alien. And he described something that like is very similar to what Scully went through. His wife was a cancer survivor, but his claim is that when she was abducted, they ran tests on her, which gave her cancer, but then the same abductors then cured her cancer. And
they were just doing it for fun.
Also impregnated her. So he talks about how like they have been trying to get help and all of this stuff, and that the doctors that they've been working with, that they worked with three separate doctors, all of them were attempting to silence his wife, to hide information from her, and ultimately were covering up the fact that she was giving birth to an alien.
They're all in cahoots.
They're in cahoots. Exactly.
Yes.
Word of the day. And he starts talking about a ultrasound that they were given that was
It looks like a baby alien.
It looks like a baby alien. It was done by Zeus Genetics in Maryland. And this is like kind of the only proof that he has, though. Everything else is normal scans, normal information, and like there doesn't seem to be any wrongdoing on the doctor's part.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we should also mention that, like, when he leaves, like, Scully's pissed at Doggett.
Yeah.
Because Doggett's the one that brought him to Scully's attention. Yeah. Because he thought that she would find it interesting because it's similar to her abduction. And she's like, excuse me, what?
Yeah.
He's like, well, it was in an X-File. So, you know, that's my job.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, it's also my personal file. So, no.
Yeah.
Which I get. But also, like,
it was right there. He had to go through all the files.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Doggett, like, he doesn't know that she's pregnant yet, but he's like, that's crazy. That sounds exactly like what happened to you.
Yeah.
I thought he fucking knew. I thought he did too, but apparently he did not.
Yeah. Like, I thought after that fucking worm thing got implanted in her. Baby in the front, baby in the back.
Yeah, I really...
I'm so sorry. That's our next trivia name.
I really did think that he knew, though, so I don't know. And then we have a flashback of Mulder telling Scully that...
he found her ova.
Yeah. And that...
Which I also didn't remember that she didn't know that.
Yeah. So he was basically telling her that because of her abduction, she was infertile. And that, like, obviously was really hard for Scully. And she starts to, like, try to figure out ways that she could get pregnant or have a child, but she's like mourning that loss. Then back in current day, Scully is at Zeus Genetics to try to investigate like where this ultrasound came from, if anyone has any information about Kath and what happened to her. But while she's there, she overhears a woman talking about her pregnancy.
Yeah.
Her name is Mary Hendershot, and she is telling her doctor that she doesn't feel comfortable being under his care, that she doesn't trust him, that like she wants a different doctor. Scully is like hearing all of this but hiding, and
because I think she was back there just looking for someone to talk to, right? Like, she wasn't trying to snoop.
Yeah.
But then here's that.
And then she goes into this, like, crazy...
the worst room possible she could have gone into.
Like, lab room. And it is all full of...
jarred
alien
babies.
Fetuses.
Yes. And jars. How many do you think? 200?
So many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most of them have two heads. Or, like...
some kind of...
an attempt of two head.
Yeah. But while she's in there, she is caught by a doctor named Dr. Lev. And so obviously they're like, you can't be in here. You got to go. She leaves and talks to her doctor, who's Dr. Parenti. And she obviously doesn't know because it's not a FaceTime. But Dr. Parenti is dissecting an alien fetus as they talk.
She doesn't know because it's not a FaceTime. Sorry, that like took a bit.
She does not know.
Oh, my God.
It is just
God.
A phone call.
See, this is why they want to redo X-Files.
Yeah.
So everyone can FaceTime.
Why wouldn't you just FaceTime them? See what they're doing.
It could save so much on the FBI budget.
Yeah. They don't need to travel everywhere.
No.
Show me where you are.
Turn your camera around.
But she talks to her doctor and is like, I need you to compare.
No one gets abducted anymore because Mulder and Scully share their location.
Yeah. Literally. No mystery. Mulder's right here.
Hate technology. I'm so tired of this. Grandma, grandpa.
But so Scully's telling her doctor, Dr. Parenti, that she wants him to compare her ultrasound scan with the one given to her earlier. And
the one brought in by the quote-unquote husband. The
couple, yeah.
Yeah.
And then while she waits to be seen by Parenti, she has another flashback of Mulder about the time that she got a second opinion about her ova from Parenti and was told that her ova might be viable with a sperm donor. So
does this mean she took the jarred ova to them? Like Mulder was like, hey, forgot to tell you about this.
I guess so.
Because like, didn't he find them?
Yeah. He found them in like a lab.
So he's been...
A facility.
He's just kept them this whole time.
Yeah.
Did he put it in his fridge?
Probably.
They're married. She didn't see them? Nope. It's just behind the milk carton.
He hid them behind the ice jar cream in the freezer.
Oh, yes. He frozen them. Ova. Ew. Okay.
God. But yeah, so she obviously trusted Parenti and went to try to find a sperm donor. And then the flashback starts, stops, and she's back in like the present moment. So she is like told everything's normal. Nothing looks weird with the scans. Like, you're all good.
Yeah.
Because
also we know he's bad.
Yeah.
She
does
doesn't.
Not know that because she didn't FaceTime him.
Right.
She's
really good at picking her doctors.
Yeah. So she's like, great, okay, everything's normal, we're good. And then we go to Skinner's office where Doggett and Skinner are like interrogating the husband, Duffy, because they found that he had been sending threatening letters to Mulder and Dr. Lev. But Duffy is like, he doesn't like deny the letters, but I think he's like, you guys have it all wrong.
Yeah.
But he also apparently is like the president of some UFO.
MUFON.
He's the president of MUFON or on the board. I don't even know.
I think president.
Whatever. He's high up in MUFON. Okay. Yeah. So
what's the M part of MUFON? Municipal unidentified flying object nation.
Yeah.
It's like a real life UFO group, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is real.
For some reason, if you've gotten this far in our podcast and have never heard of MUFON, they are a real thing.
They are real.
X-Files is not a documentary.
Really?
Close.
Based on true events.
Yeah.
But not everything you see is real.
Yeah, like having a president that would allow an alien department to be viable.
Yeah.
And have money enough to travel. That's the part that's fiction.
So we don't trust this man. I mean, we don't trust any man, but we definitely don't trust this man. And the agents leave and Duffy immediately makes a phone call to Dr. Lev.
Yep.
Saying that they're on to us and they're investigating, so just be careful. So that's sketchy.
Yeah. What'd he say? They called me back into the office to poke holes in my story.
Yeah. Like, and basically being like, they don't believe me.
Right. So, but we also get information on Hendershot. And he's like, okay, then like, we need to get, like, cut her loose.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So they're in cahoots again.
They're in cahoots.
Cahootville over here.
And then we have another flashback where Scully asks Mulder to be her donor and he agrees and they hug and they're so in love.
Yeah. In my head, because he's like, I just don't want this to like come between us. And I'm like, platonic baby making?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to come between us, but also like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah. I can't see how it would be an issue.
No. I mean, he has the donating part down, like he said. It's fucking nasty. What a Mulder so comment gross. To make. He's gonna be chewing on sunflower seeds the whole time.
Yep.
Ew.
No, that's only when he's frustrated. He'll be fine. No
sunflower seeds. Yeah, he'll be so bedroom. Relaxed.
And then, okay, Scully talks to Mary Hendershot, who tells her, warns her really, that their children are in danger and that like the doctors are against them. So they need
Does
to be
Hendershot
careful.
Just show up at our house? Or is it at the office? Because I don't remember.
I don't really remember either, but.
Because she just like shows up, right?
Yeah.
She's sure. like, my baby's in danger and so is yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she, Scully, ends up meeting with Doggett and Skinner, and she is requesting a leave of absence from the FBI. Cause she's like, I got some personal shit going on. I gotta go home.
Which, again, Doggett does not...
understand, because he doesn't know.
Right. He thinks...
But Skinner does know.
Yeah. I think Doggett thinks that she's really... overreacting on the over the fact that like he dug into her file.
Okay, yeah,
that's what I got from it the first time, not so much the second time I was watching it, but that's kind of the only
yeah
thing.
And then Skinner is like, you really need to tell him, like, he's your partner in this, like, he deserves to like know what's going on, like, he's gonna be worried about you.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, like, I'm not ready to do that yet. And he's like, you can't hide this forever. Like, you need to tell people.
Yeah.
He's like, it's totally fine that you take a leave, but like.
Yeah, this is when we learn that she's going to be start showing soon.
At 14 weeks, even though she's been pregnant for 7 million years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Literally, the first time I watched it, I almost texted you and was like, the fuck? What is happening?
Like, no.
Is each episode just like half a day long?
Literally. They take on like 5 exiles a day. It's crazy. Yeah.
They're really jet setters.
Even when they apparently are sleeping in hotels for multiple days, it's actually just only half of a day.
We haven't seen them sleep in a hotel, have we? Doggett and Scully? Because I feel like we got a lot of clips of like Mulder and Scully at hotels, and I don't think we've gotten one.
I think there might have been one, but I'm not sure. But either way, Scully and Mary, her new BFF, they visit an Army research hospital. And
well, that's where Parenti is, right? Or he's at least like on a team there?
I think so.
Yeah.
So they're going there to, I think Scully is like, I trust my doctor. You should come to this place, whatever. So she... Mary's getting induced. And
she also like Scully, rallied up like a team of very highly like
trusted doctors. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but it's noteworthy that most of them are women, except for Parenti and then like one dude.
Yeah. And then Scully asks if she can get an ultrasound performed because she's really nervous. She's like, I just want to make sure everything's okay. I'm like really scared. And they're like, look, everything's good. Like, it's still a little early, but like, do you want me to try to figure out the sex? And she's like, as long as they're like, okay,
as long as they don't look like a fucking alien.
Yeah. However, afterwards, Scully like ejects a VHS tape that was in there and finds that there's someone else's name on there.
Yeah.
So the video that they were watching was actually a video of another woman.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Cause when we were watching this, I saw the doctor put in a tape and I was like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Like I literally made
recording it. Cause I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
I made Aaron watch it again.
Yeah.
As soon as we like finished, because I was like, I didn't catch it the first fucking time that I watched it. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Clearly forgot about Scully finding the fucking videotape. But.
And so Scully like freaks out. She's like, okay, we're in trouble. She goes and grabs Mary, who is like in fucking labor now.
Yeah.
And she's like, we gotta go. We can't trust these people. And they.
Sorry, I misguided you, girlfriend.
And. Well, we do see Doggett contact someone to be like, Scully, you gotta get them out of here. We need to get her out of there. And then
he also makes Skinner tell him where Scully is.
Yeah.
Which I don't think Skinner wanted to fucking do. Because yeah. I think Skinner very much respects Scully's like boundaries, especially yeah. when it comes to like her private life. Doesn't agree with them, but
good job. Well, and part of this is too that Doggett discovers that Duffy has been using a dead man's fingerprints.
Yes.
They belong to a man who died 30 years ago. So he's using someone else's identity.
Yeah.
And so Doggett is like, we don't fucking know what's going on here. And these people are dangerous. And who knows, like, what they would do.
Right.
So he contacts his old military friend. And he's like, I need you to do some digging on this guy. But also, I need you to...
get the woman out of there.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if he knows that she's with Mary, but...
Well, I think he does, because when they're done with their meeting, when Scully is like, I gotta take some time off, and Scully chases him outside to, like, be like, hey, like, I'm not doing anything behind your back. I just, like, can't tell you. He sees a woman in Scully's car, and that's who she leaves with. So I think he does know. Because, like, even Skinner doesn't know who this woman is. I don't think he actually knows.
And, yeah, I don't know either. But, so Doggett is like, we need to get someone there to protect them. But he also believes that Duffy might be a CIA agent. And so he is not really even trusting of his military friend. Like, he's like, I don't know if this man is actually gonna like follow through with this.
Yeah.
So that's when Doggett talks to Skinner about what's going on, and Skinner's like, you need to help them then. And Scully and Mary like get out of the elevator, and Doggett's friend
Aaron did air quotes
sorry, I don't have you on FaceTime right now, but I'm doing air quotes, which is Agent Rower and a bunch of Marines. They're like, Doggett sent us to rescue them. But that's not actually true. Doggett asked them to investigate Duffy. So why are they stopping the women? And so they're like, you got to come with us. They like follow them into their car. They're driven away as a ton of military police start flooding the hospital. But Mary is like, I cannot get any further. Like,
she's going into labor. Pop this baby out.
So they like pull off to the side where they're kind of hidden, and she starts to go into labor. But,
We also have to throw in the fact that Scully just had a fucking procedure. I think after.
Oh yeah, she also got, I think, testing done of her like amniotic fluid. So yeah. She
should not be doing anything. She shouldn't be doing
any of this. Yeah.
But she's also like kind of, did they give her something or she's under medication?
She's not under anything, but then
they gave her something.
Rower does.
Yeah.
The military men do.
Yeah.
Because she's watching Mary go into labor and very quickly like is like, this, something is not right here. Like, I don't think Doggett sent you. I don't think you are who you say you are.
Yeah.
Or at least you don't have good intentions.
I think that
Rower keeps like holding her back away from Mary, and she's like, I need to help her, like she's going into labor, I'm a doctor, da da da.
Well, I think,
and he's like, you need to calm down, and he ends up sedating her.
Well, I think also the guy that we see with the flashlight, I think is like trying to make her like have a seizure or something, because he like keeps moving the flashlight into her face.
Well, I think, I don't know if he's trying to get her to have a seizure, but I think they're trying to
do something, distraction at least,
that she can't see what's going on and can't see the baby be delivered. That's,
she can hear this fucking baby though. You know why? Because it sounds like a fucking goat.
Yeah.
Because it's an alien.
She wakes up right back in the hospital. Awesome. Doggett is there.
These alien babies are the ugliest fucking babies we've ever seen.
Yeah.
They're fucking creepy.
They're so creepy. But Doggett is like, Mary had her baby. She's fine. The baby is normal. But Scully is like, no, I heard it. That was a fucking alien. And they didn't want me to see because they swapped out the baby. And...
Well, because first he's like, she doesn't know where the fuck she is.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's like, you're fine.
Here? Yeah.
And Doggett's like, your baby's fine. So at least he like knows. And I think Scully's a little relieved that she doesn't have to like keep this up anymore.
Yeah.
And then she asks about Mary. And then he's like, everything's fine. And she's like, oh my God, they switched the baby. And he's like, I don't know if he believes her or is like on the same page as her.
I don't think he believes her.
Because he keeps saying, like, they said you overreacted. They said, like, you were
attacking them. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't remember what else he said. But just, like, they said that they saved your life. And, like, when you're alive and I'm here, like, I feel like I have to believe that.
Right.
So I think she's very much coming off as, like, cuckoo banana.
Yeah, and I think she kind of realizes that there's nothing else that she can do. If they did swap out that baby, she's not going to prove that right now. And what she really needs to do is just protect whatever, whether she's having an alien baby or not. Like, she needs to make sure that she's safe about it and that she doesn't have them switch it out, you know?
But I also feel like, wouldn't them just taking the baby and switching it out be kind of like best case scenario? She's not dead. And now she doesn't have to raise an alien baby.
Yes.
But also, where the fuck did they get a baby?
There's an alien baby now, so.
Yes.
That's not good. Where did they? I don't know. There's plenty of babies around. They just.
They just stole someone else's baby.
Yeah. That person got an alien. Surprise.
Baby swap.
And then Scully has one last flashback of her crying to Mulder, saying that the in vitro fertilization didn't work and that
she was like, it was my last chance.
And Mulder tells her to never give up on a miracle.
Which I think means they definitely...
They fucked.
They did the do.
I love that.
Because we still haven't gotten to the episode where they actually kiss, right? I'm going to have to edit this part out. Because that's a New Year's episode, right? And we haven't had that?
We
did?
We already had that one.
Did we?
Yeah. Really? They kissed.
Oh, yeah. Because we were losing our fucking shit. Okay. Yeah. We're good. Sorry. I won't take that out then. Yeah. Yeah. Because it looked like she was going to kiss him. But also, she's very sad, so I get it.
Yeah. But, yeah. I was hoping that Adam Baldwin, who plays Doggett's friend Rower, was related to Alex Baldwin, who killed a man. but, right? That was him, right?
Yeah, Alec Baldwin. Yeah. My mom and her siblings went to the same school that they did when they were younger.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But he is not. He's just famous in his own way, I guess. He was in Full Metal Jacket, Predator 2, Independence Day with our buddy.
Who's our buddy?
Doggett.
Oh, I didn't know. You think I've seen Patriot. Independence Day? The Patriot was filmed where I was raised.
NCIS, Daybreak.
So all the radio ones. Yep, all the regular ones, right?
Ooh. He is a voice actor on Halo 3.
Cool.
So, yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool guy that they got to play. And
the title for this episode is Latin for by hand.
I did see that.
Ooh. How is there not, like, more things about this episode? Are you finding a lot? Because I'm not.
No, but this episode marks the fourth appearance of David Duchovny coming back in the eighth season. He agreed to do a total of 11 episodes where he is very limited in it, but he is in it.
Yeah.
When
do we find out that Scully's pregnant? Like, is that before she gets abducted before Mulder gets abducted or after?
I think before.
Okay. Because, yeah, it's, because this is what, episode 14?
13.
Okay. Oh, I guess maybe that does... Maybe every episode is, like, a week long. Because it says this is when we find out that Scully is 14 weeks pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So then that would put her at, like, the season finale for the previous season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which makes sense, but, yeah. Originally in this episode... they were going to start like pretty early on. They filmed a scene about Scully questioning Dr. Parenti and like not trusting him, but ultimately it was deleted because they felt like it was probably too confusing.
Yeah.
However, the episode was meant to be like a paranoia episode.
Yeah.
And just like this questioning of like what reality is and what who you can and can't trust. Yeah. And like in a lot of situations in this episode, Scully has to just use her better judgment and yeah. just use her gut, because it's like even to follow like Doggett's partners and friends, like she doesn't know them and no. she blindly follows them, and like was that the right choice? I don't know, but they didn't kill her, so like yeah. that's good. But then like she
just knew she had to get out of there.
Yeah, like, and obviously before that, like, she trusted her own doctor and, like, wasn't sure ultimately if that was, like, the right choice. But I think that's also the point of, like, those flashback episodes.
Yeah.
Of, like, even before any of this, like, she very much trusted Mulder mm-hmm. and, like, knew that he was a safe person to go to with this. Like,
yeah.
She won't even tell Doggett that she's fucking pregnant, but she was telling Mulder about how, like,
has she told her mom?
Do we know, dude? When's the last time we even saw her yeah. mom?
Like, so it's literally just Skinner.
Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah. Overall, this was received really well. But
yeah, because it's like a nice, I don't want to say the word juicy, but like kind of juicy episode. We finally get fucking acknowledgement
yes.
of Scully being pregnant.
Right.
We finally get to have other people react to it. We finally kind of tie back into the whole overarching fucking story here.
Yeah.
And when the monster of the weeks haven't been like super grabbing.
Yeah.
I think this is very welcomed.
One of the negative reviews that I do kind of agree with, though, is that, like, I think it was fine for this episode, but that they continuously just keep doing flashbacks when it's David Duchovny because they can't figure out how else to use him. And it's like, they could be more creative. Yeah. It's like, okay, he's going to be in 11 of these episodes, and every time it's just going to be a flashback.
Why like, can't Scully, like, have a dream?
Yeah. Like anything, yeah. or we could see without giving away too much.
We can see we him falling see down that hole.
Who, like, where Mulder, like, from Mulder's perspective, like, you're already hiring the guy. Like, why don't you just
yeah.
write part of a script that it's like him where he's at and, like, give us some context clues and things? Like,
yeah.
instead of just like.
Or even don't.
Yeah. Or
let
don't.
Let it be a mystery.
Yeah.
Like, but when like, he wakes up in the fucking jail in Russia or yeah. the testing facility in Russia.
Yeah.
We don't know where he is at first.
Right. But yeah, just I think a good critique of the episode, yeah. but otherwise great episode.
Well, even
I'm
the
glad
first
we're finally talking about it.
Yeah. The first flashback they had, I had to be like, "Wait, whoa.
Yeah,
wait.
Like, what's going on?" Yeah.
Cuz they I mean the transitions that they do I think are at least like much smoother. They're not like mm-hmm. like they're relevant to where Scully is at like the physical location and like basing it off of that, but it definitely wasn't different enough for me to be like, oh, this is definitely a flashback.
Yeah,
I had to like rewatch it.
Yeah,
like rewind it and then rewatch it and be like,
is he back?
Okay, because like we don't fucking know.
Yeah,
they never fucking. Yeah, yeah, I like this episode. It just makes me a little weepy.
Yeah.
My poor baby.
Yeah. Poor Skull.
Okay. You ready for next week's?
Yeah.
All right. Season 8, episode 14 is This Is Not Happening. What a long name for an X-File episode. Jeremiah Smith appears out of nowhere and formerly dead abductees are coming back to life, giving Scully and Skinner the idea that Mulder may have a shot at still being alive. So maybe we spoke too soon.
Ooh, okay, we'll see.
But I guess this is like another slightly Syndicate episode, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, cool. Right. So yeah, you can follow us on Instagram at UFO Party Pod and drop us a little 5-star please review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and share us with your X-File friends or your friends that need to watch X-Files because they need to learn culture.
Perfect.
Yep.
And stay safe.
Stay spooky.
Bye.
Bye.